This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. When you sign up for Facebook, Twitter, or really any kind of social media site, you're often asked to agree to the company's terms and conditions. In many cases, this means allowing them to use the information they gather from your use of their platform, but it often doesn't specify how that information will be used.
There are a lot of ethical questions when it comes to how we use big data, and a new research project is hoping to answer at least some of them.
Michael Zimmer is the director of the Center for Information Policy Research, which is joining up with five other institutions for a four-year project studying the various ethical issues surrounding big data.
The project is called PERVADE, or Pervasive Data Ethics for Computational Research, and it just received a $3 million grant from the National Science Foundation. Dr. Zimmer sat down with me to talk about the project and the kind of research he'll be doing. Michael Zimmer, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the show.
So what is PERVADE?
PERVADE is a project of a collaboration of six different universities. We're trying to look at the ethical implications of what big data research. You might have heard stories about researchers looking at large data sets of Twitter data or looking at Instagram photos and trying to guess whether or not someone is gay or straight. And there's all kinds of interesting ethical implications of how researchers are using this public data, and we're trying to understand that better.
So when we're talking about big data, what all is included inside of that term?
Well, almost anything. A lot of times we think about social media data, so all my Facebook posts or the photos I put on Facebook or in Twitter or on Instagram. But it's also transactional data. It could be from banks or insurance companies. It could be data from fitness trackers or your iPhone. So really one of the key goals of the big data movement is to try to use as much data as possible to help make decisions and predict things about the world.
So when I was looking at some of the information about PERVADE, one of the terms that comes up a lot is stakeholders and the idea of the different people involved in these interactions. So who are the stakeholders?
Yeah, one of the big things we're focusing on is trying to have a much broader approach to understanding the ethical implications. A lot of researchers, even like myself, have spent time just examining the ethics. But what we're trying to do with this project is involve the researchers, the actual subjects whose data is being used, the ethical review boards at universities that might be doing this, the companies whose data is being used, and even policymakers and government agencies who might be trying to regulate this. So we're trying to bring everyone to the table so we can come up with the real usable solutions in this domain.
So when we're talking about regulators, that's a term that kept coming up that seems so oddly specific and yet also broad. So when we look at people who are regulating how data is being used, generally who are those people?
There's probably two different ways to look at it. In terms of university researchers that engage in a lot of this work, we have ethical review boards on our campuses who do some regulation to make sure we're getting consent and we're protecting subject privacy and those kinds of concerns. But there's also increasing use of this data by companies. So Facebook might use data to test different things on their platform. So then you might see someone like the FTC getting involved on whether or not they're protecting users' privacy, whether or not they're keeping their promises that they have in their privacy policies.
And when we talk about users, of course, users are you and I, anyone whose data might be used for anything. Right now, when we look at how big data is used, do we have any guarantees as to how it can be used and how it can't be used? Right now, like if let's use Facebook as an example.
That's one of the real struggles that we have is that oftentimes the terms of service that we agree to give companies pretty much an open book in terms of what they might use of that data. Typically, it's for good reasons. They're just testing a different color on the interface or a different way of presenting a photo, and they just want to see how different users react to it. But then there could be more pernicious examples. You may have heard of the Facebook emotional contagion case from a few years ago where they were adjusting people's news feeds on whether it had happy news feeds or sad news feeds and seeing how that affected people's mood. And there are some interesting scientific reasons for that study, but these are the kinds of things we want to make sure that users really understand. And it's not just buried in the terms of service that something like this could happen to them.
Well, that in and of itself seems a little, one might say, unethical.
Right.
You're leading a number of sub projects.
Correct.
What are those focused on?
We're looking at a couple of different aspects. Two of the projects that I'm going to be most involved in, one is looking at researchers themselves. So one of the challenges in this area is that a lot of the research are being done by computer scientists or data scientists who don't have a long tradition of addressing ethical issues in their work. They're not used to working with humans. They're used to working with data. But now we're seeing a much closer connection between humans and their data. So one of the things I'll be doing is trying to talk with and interview and survey researchers in this domain to get a sense of how do they feel about the ethical implications? What kind of training have they had? What kind of steps might they be taking to deal with these challenges? Another project I'm going to look at is actually how we share data. And one of the big mandates across universities and even government is having open data sets. And what does it mean that if we're going to start sharing data, if that data might have personal information in it, or whether or not users understand that data used for one piece of research might be shared and used for someone else's research. So we just want to try to get a sense of what's going on in that area.
I would actually like to take a step back because, of course, we use this term data so frequently, and it does seem to be a specific word and yet also a very broad word. So when you're talking about data, when we're talking about the things that we're sharing, what does that include? Because I think a lot of people hear the term data and they go, it's a kind of amorphous blob of a term.
Yeah, data has tended to include everything now, which means it almost doesn't count for anything. So we're actually using the term pervasive data. And what we mean by that is not just a single data set or a piece of data that happened to be collected. So my car is parked out on the street right now, and that's a piece of data that maybe the city of Milwaukee might be able to collect. But pervasive data is the fact that, you know, through technology, my car might be constantly tracked and there might be a GPS trail on my phone for everywhere my car goes every day, all day long, no matter who's driving. And that's where we're trying to get more in touch with this, what we're calling pervasiveness, because there's data being collected all the time, all around us, and we often don't even know that it's happening. So we're very interested in social media data, increasingly interested in fitness data because we're wearing fitness trackers, even the kind of data that's being collected in our homes through our smart devices. So it's just really how data and fine amounts of data are being collected in all aspects of our life now that we're trying to uncover.
What are examples of the ethical obligations that researchers have, but that maybe even the companies themselves and the platforms have?
In the most classic sense, we have ethical obligations to not harming, you know, customers or our research subjects, trying to do good for society and make sure that we're doing positive things. And those guide research ethics overall, whether you're doing medical research or psychological research or behavioral research. We're trying to expand that and making sure that companies understand that the users of these platforms aren't just, you know, data subjects, that they are human beings and they have a right to dignity or a right to control over their information, and trying to sort of broaden out what these ethical obligations are. We're not trying to stop research from happening, certainly. We understand the value of the research that's being done. But again, making sure we have the right kind of frameworks in place so there aren't going to be any accidents or any kind of harm that's done intentionally or not.
So the project is starting now.
Right.
And when do you hope to start seeing, I don't know if results is the right word, but start seeing some real, what did I write before? Results.
Yeah. These things take time. I mean, many of us have already started this kind of work and we have things in progress. We'll probably start seeing the results from our first phase of research coming out next spring or next summer. And this is a four-year project, and we've laid out a pretty ambitious plan for what we're trying to accomplish. And it's going to include both academic outputs but also guidance for researchers. We're hoping to have some meetings where we bring people together and even create some new kinds of best practices, maybe even, you know, some kind of a manifesto of big data ethics.
All right. Well, Michael Zimmer, thank you so much for joining us here on Link Effect.
Thank you, Joy.
Michael Zimmer is an associate professor at UWM. He's also director of the Center for Information Policy Research, which is partnering with five other research institutions for the Pervade Project. There's more information about the research initiative at WUWM.com.